Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Landowners in the Upper Hunter will commission research into a different route for a 49-kilometre transmission line proposed to charge through prime agricultural land. Property owners from the Mirrawa Cassilis Plateau have met with government officials who are proposing the power lines take a southern route. Rural editor Eddie Summerfield caught up with landowner Peter Campbell on Friday.
We had a meeting this week with DPIE and Transgrid. It was supposed to be with Minister Keane, but due to the circumstances regarding government this week, he was unable to meet with us. We're hoping that that's just a postponement and that we'll be seeking a meeting with Minister Keane later in the year before a final alignment has been settled upon. But the meeting went, DPIE chaired the meeting and with Transgrid representatives there, and DPIE gave us an indication that they have a preferred southern route that utilises existing transmission easements and mining land as well as public land. But unfortunately, the Transgrid preferred option of the northern route, which is across the Mirrawa Cassilis Plateau, is still on the table for discussion. So we've said that we're going to commission some research into that into 5.2 and the southern option, and that's going to look at the social impact and the cost analysis. Broadly speaking,
it seems like quite a positive outcome. Were you expecting DPIE to be so receptive to what landholders have been requesting for some time?
We were pleasantly surprised to hear that they have a preferred southern option. But probably what's more beneficial and is the fact that they've finally decided to engage the stakeholders that are within that southern option. So that is the mining companies as well as some public land holders as well as renewable energy operator that's operating within that space that has that easement. And that is good, but we were surprised to hear that and thankful to hear that. But The mere fact that 5.2 is still on the table as Transgrid's preferred option is disappointing. It's really disappointing that we still have to justify why the northern route is not a best fit for land use. You know, our agricultural land on the Mirrawa Cassilis Plateau is best fit for providing food and fibre for our state, for our area, for our nation, and we still have to continue to justify this to government as well as to Transgrid, and that's disappointing that we have to continue to do that, and that's why we're going to commission this research into the social impacts of as well as the cost analysis of these routes to show that that the northern option is just too good to have this sort of transmission line infrastructure, and there's too greater impact on agriculture to have this sort of infrastructure laid across it when the best fit for the southern route is to have this infrastructure. It opens up opportunities as well down the track for energy, renewable energy options across that mining country. There are opportunities that need to be sought, and we think that opening up a southern route would give that assurance and that opportunity. So we would welcome that.
Upper Hunter landowner Peter Campbell there speaking with rural reporter Eddie Summerfield. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.